He started something good. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. That song is so pretty. I love it, love it. And it actually is called Unfinished, and that is the name of a book with our guest today, Donna Mathewich. She has written a book called Unfinished, and she's here today to tell us a little bit about an opportunity that people have to hear her speak. And also, it's called Conversations with Kelly, and it's hosted by Kelly Grosslegs, and she is going to be in town on Tuesday, July 23rd at 6:30 p.m. at the beautiful Hastings Arts Center right on 4th Street in Hastings. Great to see you, Donna. Oh,
thanks for having me back again. Oh, it's always good to be here.
Well, Donna, it's always good when you come. So first of all, that song, Unfinished, mm-hmm. Let's talk about that, please.
Right.
Let's dig into that.
Two years ago, when I decided to formally become a business, which I speak to many varied groups on the topic of loss and grief, living well, resiliency, all those things that I like to share with people. I was thinking I need a name for this adventure because I was going to form an LLC, which I did. Mandisa is the artist who sings that song, Unfinished. She had another song earlier that was called Overcomer, and I love that one too because the message behind it is also very apropos for our life. But I thought, Overcomer what? I didn't think it finished, you know, a title for a business or a name for a business. So I was driving along, and I had KTIS radio on that day, and this song...
Because you couldn't get KDWA?
Is that of course I could have. Sorry. but you weren't on, so it wasn't the time to listen.
Good recovery.
But Unfinished began to play, and...
It just spoke to you, I bet.
It did. It just... I almost had to pull the car over because it was like God just said, here it is. This, and when I listened to the words, it was like perfect for what my passion is. And then I thought, Unfinished what? And then I finished it with Unfinished by Design. And that is the name of my business, Unfinished by Design, because really, we are all created to be not done till we take our very last breath here on this crazy earth.
And that is a great segue into what the Conversations with Kelly event is going mm-hmm. to be. And give a little background of
yes.
Kelly. I'm sorry she couldn't come in
yes,
today.
Yes, I'm sorry she was out of
She's
town
She's an author
too.
And national speaker.
She is.
She has a very, very unique background.
Yes, she comes, her title is an oncology psychotherapist. And when I've told people that, I said, now don't let that scare you. She's not clinical about any of this. She is very real. It's definitely a heart issue for Kelly. She just recently closed her private practice, but in corresponding with her just yesterday or today, she has been sitting with a few people at their bedsides as they kind of come to the end of their time here, as she has for hundreds of people over the years. And then she follows that up with still being there to support their loved ones who are now grieving the loss of someone very valuable in their life. But what Kelly has learned from her all this experience is how to live. You know, and you and I just said before we came on air, we're so busy doing life that we forget to live. And so Kelly knows that really well. And her history in even going into this field at all was when she was 11 years old, Kelly's mother dropped over a massive heart attack in the grocery store with Kelly by her side. So she saw her mom die in a grocery store. Of course, then she was taken care of very lovingly by her mom's sister, and she just died within the last 6 months too. So, you know, Kelly's known some of her own personal losses, but is very, very familiar with the losses of so many people. But you know, this evening and I have done this same thing over on the other side of the metro over in Minnetonka. I've been with her a couple of times over there, and we just said, hey, come to this side, come to the east side for us so we can pull some people that I know. And we're reached out to churches and hospice organizations and anything we can think of. So I'm glad to have the opportunity to get on with you and tell more people about it. And hopefully people will get, register, to come or show up at the door.
So the event is going to be on Tuesday, July 23rd at 6:30 p.m. It's at the Hastings Arts Center, and you can register by going online.
Yes.
But you can also register, or you can also buy tickets at the door.
Right.
And what can people expect? If you've done this a couple different times, well, I'm sure every audience brings a different feel.
Yes. So it's really a sweet setting. When we say conversations, it really is just that. We'll set up the stage over at the Arts Center with a couple of high back comfy chairs and a cup of coffee, or water bottles, and a candle lit, and make it very homey. And then Kelly and I just have a conversation, and she's wonderful at, you know, leading it, and we just happen to bounce off each other really, really well. We fill in each other's blanks, and she's very easy and loving, and anybody who meets her would love her as much as I've learned to love Kelly too. But it's not what we've heard from people who continue to come back to any of conversations with Kelly is what they take from it. It's not hopelessness at all. It is hope, and it is, I needed to hear that. Yes, I need to live my life instead of just doing life. Those kinds of things that any of us, anyone can benefit from this. So I just encourage people, don't think that, well, I haven't really had a loss, so I don't think I need to, you know, and don't avoid this topic as much as we in this Western world would like to just avoid all this. You would be wise not to avoid it, and be better prepared for whatever's coming down the pike for you, or maybe you're already walking alongside someone that you could learn something about. How can I be for them? How can I give them space and be their safe place? And in turn, somebody's going to be there for you when you need it. So
her background in oncology, psychotherapy, does she initially meet then with people that are going through a cancer diagnosis?
Often, yes.
And helps them work that mental piece through?
Yes.
I've got to tell you, that is the biggest thing, is this mental piece. I think a lot of people focus on the actual cancer diagnosis itself.
Yes.
It's the mental stuff.
Yes. Yeah, and she's bright and understands that and gets it and has helped so many people with those very issues. So,
you know, you and I have talked before when you lost both of your sons. People said odd things to you from the heart, meaning they
meant well.
They meant well, right, but it just didn't, it rubs you the wrong way. Same thing with, I think, a diagnosis of an illness, where people say things and you think, okay, what?
Yeah, did they really just say what I heard them say?
Almost to a point where you want to retreat from the world.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to just avoid all those conversations.
I'm going to avoid, because there might be a chance that somebody will.
Maybe I'll shop, you know, after midnight, you know.
Or before 5 a.m.
Yeah, it's really quiet in Cub then, isn't it?
It is. I know this firsthand. Yeah. Yes. But it's, again, and I know things are based in love that people say, but I think maybe this would be a great opportunity for people to just learn.
I believe it will be. I'm sure it will be. And I leave those conversations myself with, wow, what a service we can render to people because of both of our experiences in life. It's good.
Well, you both have really specific kinds of experiences, but yet grief is at the intersection of both of them.
It is. Yes, it is. It's great. So I really hope people will, some people ask me, so I have this friend who, okay, maybe you've got a great friend or a sister who is, had a cancer diagnosis or some other life-threatening. It's not, it doesn't have to be cancer. It can be other things, of course, that can set our lives into a tailspin. And people will sometimes say, or someone who's lost a loved one, I don't know how to help. I really care so much for him or her, and I don't know how to help. What could I do? And this, along with what I tell people about our grief group that we facilitate, I say, if you want to do something for them, encourage them, tell them, you know what, I'll go with you. Let's go together. Let's go together to this. I think this might be something you and I could both benefit from.
And so this event is going to be on Tuesday, July 23rd, 6:30 p.m. It's at the Hastings Arts Center. It's called Conversations with Kelly, and it's hosted by author and national speaker Kelly Grosslags, and she is an oncology psychotherapist.
Yes, she is.
Such a real specific kind of therapist, but obviously, you know, there's a big need for that. What are some of the different conversations that you've had in the past at some of these events?
Well, you know, I never know where it's going to go.
Isn't that fun?
I don't ever, you know, kind of like when I come talk with you, Mo, I don't always know where we're going to go.
Right. And it's all good.
That's all good, though, isn't it? Yeah. So, Kelly, and I mean, I'm remembering the last audience that I saw. I mean, there's many people there that are sitting there with bald heads or with their scarves wrapped around their heads, and they are some of Kelly's clients who are actually right there to be part of this. But we get really real about, part of what I enjoy doing is working hard at being transparent about my grief journey and telling people things that might be shocking to people who have not walked this road at all. And I'm going to share one with you, because when I shared it, at one of those, and I actually was in the audience at that first one, then the next one I was on the stage with her, but I shared this story, and when I came back the next time, and then I spoke at another group that contacted me after they heard me there, they remind me, tell the Hershey syrup story. So I'm gonna share this story, because these are the kind of things, because it's very real. Our conversations get right down to what's real about all this. And so our son Tim, who died at the age of 16 after being shot and killed at a party outside of Hastings here, one of his little things was, you know, and if I bet we, a lot of them have them in our refrigerator today, the Hershey syrup bottle with the pull-up top on it, right? And Tim would notoriously take the top and he'd put it between his teeth and he'd pull it open with his teeth. And as a mother, what do we say? Don't do that.
No.
That's not good for your teeth.
Or for the Hershey bottle.
And he immediately stopped. No, he didn't.
No.
He continued to do it. And after Tim died, you know, the Hershey bottle was, of course, in the refrigerator. And it has been 27 years. It was on March 6th. It was 27 years. We still have that Hershey bottle in our refrigerator.
Yeah, good.
Because a question that comes up is like, when is it time to clean out a closet? When is it time to, you know, you name it, when is it time to do all those things? And so I share that story to say, you do what you want. And, you know, and Kelly will say to that, she'll say, is it hurting anyone? Is it bothering, you know? Well, if it bothers them, they shouldn't look at it then. But my Hershey bottle, you know,
does it kind of make you smile?
Yes. Yeah. I chuckle about it now. And in my husband's bottom drawer of his dresser, he has a empty scope bottle, because Tim took the last swig out of that bottle the morning, you know, before he died. So, but I'm just saying
those are real things.
Those are real. This is something he touched. When someone's gone, we have only so much left of them as the years go by. But my Hershey's bottle is cool. It still sits in the fridge. We don't use that much Hershey syrup. And, you know, nobody's making chocolate milk anymore since the grandkids have, you know, don't
you
do
wonder
that.
What it would taste like?
Well, no, and to clarify, just so you know, there's not mold growing up, because if I ever do need Hershey syrup,
you'll buy a new one.
I buy a can of it. No, I buy a can and I rinse the bottle out and then I pour the can into the plastic bottle. So the label is all crinkled and wet from being in water. And Tim was a big, you know, I think he took a shower in Dracar cologne, him and all his friends. Mm-hmm. So when his hockey buddies would actually take a shower and not smell like, you know, a bag, they'd all come over and we go, whoa, everybody's got their Dracar on today. And I still, on my dresser, I have this little bottle. There was just a little bit left in it when he died, and it still sits on my dresser. And everyone's like, take the cover, I take a whiff. And you know, it smells pretty good. If I compare it to a brand new bottle, it probably doesn't smell as good. But to me, it brings back that fragrance. So I mean, when you ask what kind of conversations, it's all over the board. And there's nothing off limits, really. And then, so we talk, and then we take about 15 minutes at the end for Q&A, and people can ask questions. Mm-hmm. And so much. So it's full of hope, which can be a you know, ironic thing to think about, but there, even
we have to have hope.
We
though. Have
we never want we don't want if we lose hope, then it's all over, right? We can't lose hope.
No, right.
We have to be hopeful. There's lots of great questions asked, and people go away with education, though. It's not just a bunch of chatter. It's about some some hands-on, and others in the audience are willing to share, well, here's what we did, here's what seemed to work for me. We're not saying do this, do this, do this. We're just saying here's some ideas, here's what worked for us.
And people are hungry for that when they are in despair.
That's right. There's a lot of great books out there, but there's something different about meeting someone in person that really has walked it out and seems to be somewhat still normal and hopeful for life anyway.
So this event, again, is going to be on Tuesday, July 23rd. You mentioned that we need to live our life, not just go through the motions.
We're so busy doing life that we forget to live it.
And explain what that means to you.
Well, I'm as guilty as anyone. I can get so wrapped up in the things of life and overscheduling myself and not really taking that time for me. A lot of people, like myself, was raised to think the best ethic you can have is to be a really hard worker, you know, and you're measured, in my family, it was measured, people were measured by if they worked hard enough, according to my mother.
Whatever measure, right.
Yeah, right. And so if you're driven that way and you think then you can then to feel guilty if you need to take a nap or, you know, or I'm just going to sit on the deck and read a book for a couple hours or, you know, the dishes can wait till morning. I mean, whatever it is, it's okay because as we all know, the older we get, the faster time goes. And it's like, oh my goodness.
No kidding.
You know, it's just a blip on the screen when you look back at all of it.
It is.
And so,
and think of your precious Tim's life. Yes. What a blip on the screen
that
was.
Barely even a blip. And like, you know, yesterday I went and picked up my three grandkids and I've decided to schedule some times on my calendar before school starts. And they're 14, 11, and 10. So they're not little, but it makes it easier to do things with them. And so, you know, I went and picked them up. We went to see the Spider-Man movie and, you know, we're going to have a pool day and we're going to go to the library and, you know, we're going to take a few days, you know, once or twice a week between now and September because, and part of it was for me, I wanted to spend some time with them, you know, and make some memories that I wasn't so busy that I didn't take time because before I know it, they're going to be off to college and these days will be no more.
Right. And those are good life lessons for people as well.
Yes. Take time. Be purposeful about life.
Be purposeful. Yes. And be present.
Yes. Be purposeful with time with your spouse to go on those dates. And
I forgot how much I liked my husband. Yeah. And then I spent time with him.
Like, hey, I remember why I married
he's
you.
He's so great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. But you don't get a chance to just do something the two of you.
That's right. Yeah. Especially when there's children. I mean, they can kind of suck the life right out of you some days. Yeah.
Those are wonderful pieces of advice. It's an upcoming event called Conversations with Kelly, and it's hosted by national speaker and author Kelly Grossleggs. She is also an oncology psychotherapist, and her specialty, obviously, is grief counseling. And Donna is going to be there as her special guest. And Donna, you're just so easy to talk to and easy to listen to. So it's going to be a wonderful event, and we hope a lot of people turn out for it. Tickets are available, it looks like, on eventbrite.com.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or you can buy them at the door.
Yes. And you could go to my Unfinished by Design Facebook page under my events. My website is Unfinished by Design.
Great.
Or you go to CWK as well. Conversation with Kelly would also.
Great night of hope and healing.
Yes.
Fellowship and peace.
And peace. Yes.
Love it. Great to see
you. Thank you. Thanks
you
again,
bring
Mom.
All those things into the studio.
Oh, thank you.
You are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings. And again, we want to thank our guest, Donna Mathewitz. Not scared to